were scared.
Yeah. True.
All right. You know me. I'm never prepared. I'm usually late before we're early. But this time we are early because it's a special month that's coming up, National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And guess what?
What?
It starts September 1st. We're not even there
yet. Tomorrow.
So we are just doing it well in advance. North Shore physician Dr. Brian Helfand is on the line with us. Hi, doctor.
How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Excellent, excellent.
I have to admit an embarrassing moment that happened on the radio with Bill many, many years ago. We were talking about National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and I didn't realize that I didn't have one. I know now, but this was more than 20 years ago.
Where can Wendy get one, Dr. Helfand? She needs one.
Exactly. I think everyone does. But only men are special enough to have prostates. So, yeah. But that's what we want to educate people on, is that it is something that is very important, the prostate, for reproduction, because it makes the fluid that is necessary so that we can reproduce. On the other hand, after reproductive years, it really causes nothing but problems. It either enlarges in almost every guy, so that causes those urinary symptoms, or gets cancer. And that's really the focus of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, is to make sure that people are aware of their cancer risk and their prostate.
Does every guy's prostate go bad eventually? Is it like a
sump
pump?
Go bad.
Is it?
Well, you know, every man will be affected to some degree. At least 85-90% of men will have some problems. So we're all kind of doomed. But again, that's what makes us guys. But instead of just kind of ignoring and kind of dealing with a lot of the problems, which we're good at also as guys, we should, kind of hit the nail on the head and hit it early to say, hey, we don't have to live like this if it's urinary symptoms. But certainly to assess our cancer risk, we should all know our risk for cancer. We say know your numbers.
All right. So if a man goes to get a physical, at what age will your doctor probably check that area?
So there is really no hard and fast rules these days, and there is, unfortunately, some variability. But most primary care docs will start their screening and take a feel of the prostate, either starting age 40 to 45, just to get a baseline kind of feel. And they'll usually follow that up with a blood test called a prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, blood test.
And should that be followed up annually? And is it weird that my dentist did it to me?
Yeah, no. We encourage all physicians to, all types of doctors to take a look. But no, don't worry.
Bill, I'm so sorry about him, Dr. Helfand.
Yeah,
I really am.
No. In my world, you're totally, we should hire you.
Good.
Well, it is, we're acting like 12-year-old boys, but this is something that is uncomfortable on many levels, and it's something that needs to be talked about. So if we goof around, at least we're still talking about it.
That is 100% correct as well. Women are actually so much better about, doing their kind of breast exams and their gynecologic exams, and even though it's just as uncomfortable, it has become so routine. We as men get a little bit shyer, and there is, especially within certain, racial groups, African Americans are tend to be even more of a taboo topic when we start doing digital exams and prostate cancer screening. But it doesn't change the fact that it's still a cancer and still kills many men, and as such, it is important to get out there and get screened. Your dentist shouldn't be doing it,
nope.
but certainly your primary care doctor should. And yes, a baseline, at least in my world, should be around 40 or 45. Our many authoritative groups really suggest that routine annual screening perhaps should not begin until age 55, unless you are at higher risk or have an abnormal kind of baseline. So routine screening on an annual basis with that digital exam and PSA really for most men is probably safe until age 55. But for individuals who are at higher risk, whether they have a family history or they're African American or there's other problems, should begin maybe annual screening at much earlier times, perhaps either at age 40 or 45.
When you say a family history, my dad was fine, but I remember my maternal grandfather had some issues when he was much, much older. He was in his 80s, I think, when he had some problems. So does that put me at a higher risk?
It depends what he had problems with, but if it was prostate cancer, then that does impart some risk to you. So prostate cancer in particular is one of the more heritable, meaning genetic, out of all cancers.
Yeah.
And as such, that if you do have that family history, that it is important to discuss that with your physician. But you should also know as best you can the details around it. And these days we say you should not only know your family history of prostate cancer, meaning did anyone else, your father, your brother, your grandfather, have prostate cancer? But we also want to know, did anyone else in the family have any breast cancer, any colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and potentially related cancers? Because those are also, for some men, associated with your risk of prostate cancer as well.
Okay.
So as best we can, we want everyone to know their family history.
North Shore physician Dr. Brian Helfand on the line with us. Bill, I won't get personal with you, but I know you're over 45.
Mm-hmm.
I know my husband's over 45, and I don't really talk prostate with him very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But what if these guys have not had an exam by their doctor? Is this something at their yearly physical that they should ask for? I mean, I know you don't want it, but is this something...
Yeah, I mean, these days there are so many things in medicine, and it's sometimes easy to get lost in the system, and that's even particularly true with all the healthcare changes and insurance changes, that a lot of men in particular become lost, and we always advocate that patients should be their biggest advocate. And as part of that, you know, knowledge is key. And so if you have not had, you know, if you are within the screening age, and you have not had a PSA and a digital exam, you should 100% bring this up with your physician and discuss about the risks and benefits of screening for prostate cancer.
Are there some symptoms out there, like frequent bathroom breaks? Are there things that might be a warning sign that there is an enlargement or a problem in the prostate?
Right. So before PSA, that's the blood test we use for prostate cancer screening, was routinely used, men would often come into the urologist and complains of either kind of increased urinary symptoms, meaning they go to the bathroom frequently or wake up at nighttime, et cetera, or they would have back pain. And so we'd always be concerned in those men that they had kind of advanced prostate cancer. Since the introduction of that PSA screening test, we are able to diagnose prostate cancer most often when it is confined to the prostate. So the vast majority of men who come in really are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms. They're not going to the bathroom more frequently or anything at all. But if you do have urinary symptoms, you should talk to about that with your physician, and they should help distinguish between your prostate cancer risk and also just that kind of benign growth that most men get, which causes those urinary symptoms, which is called benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH.
And I know the earlier cancer is detected, the better it is because your chance of treatment is more successful. What about prostate cancer? If found early, is it a pretty curable cancer?
It is often very curable, and screening is really the key to cure. All the data would suggest that since we have that screening blood test, the PSA, which is still controversial, amazingly enough, that the rates of death from prostate cancer has significantly gone down, up to 40% in many studies. So when caught early, prostate cancer is often very treatable. But it turns out also that not every prostate cancer needs to be treated.
Really?
So that even if you are found to have prostate cancer and it is a non-aggressive, what we call a low-grade or low-stage cancer, and it seems to kind of follow a benign course, oftentimes we will kind of follow this actively over time by repeated exams and biopsies and things like that. So that's a whole nother level within prostate cancer, but it's important to understand that these days, that even if you have prostate cancer, not all of it is the aggressive form that can go on to spread and more importantly kill a man, and some of it we follow over time.
Doctor, you mentioned a little while ago that the PSAs are controversial. Why are they controversial?
PSA is controversial in the sense that it's a great test, but many things other than prostate cancer can cause that the number, the value you obtain from it to be high. Mm-hmm. So you can have a big prostate, you can have inflammation, you can have recent sexual activity, exercise. I always say that you look at it the wrong way, we can get that PSA number to elevate. Mm-hmm. And as such, it's important to kind of follow trends over time. So that's where we're lucky enough that within the past 5 to 10 years, there are even newer tests mm-hmm. that we can now offer, which kind of better evaluate a man's risk of prostate cancer. So if you have an elevated PSA, I often use that as the first initial screen, mm-hmm. but there are other supplemental blood tests, such as the Prostate Health Index or the 4K score, which are also blood tests, but they better evaluate by measuring other molecules within a man's blood and tells me the risk of their true prostate cancer and even more importantly, aggressive prostate cancer risk.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a joke or not, but while we're goofing it up, we got a text. Is it a myth that frequent sexual intercourse can reduce the risk of prostate problems? And if so, can you call my wife?
Oh.
Well, I write prescriptions all the time. So the truth is we don't really know. There was a study many years ago which suggested that men who were more sexually active had a decreased risk of prostate cancer.
Huh.
The truth is that everyone is so on board with those results that there's no reason to reproduce it. So we don't really know. It's never truly been validated. But I do say that there potentially is a decreased risk the more men are having sexual activity.
Look at that.
So, how about that?
All right. Another question from the listeners, which I don't know if it's a joke or serious. But while we're on the topic, I know women can do a breast exam, a self-exam. Can men give themselves their own prostate exam?
Theoretically, I guess it would be possible. We don't recommend it. We don't recommend it. We usually say, because it doesn't have to be done on a frequent basis, that an annual visit with your primary care doctor is usually sufficient to do that digital exam part of it. And because it's usually paired with a blood test, that we just have them paired in the doctor's office together. But yeah. I guess theoretically you could. It is not recommended.
Even women giving themselves breast self-exams, sometimes you're really missing things anyway. I mean, it's just best to get a doctor involved.
Sure.
Correct.
That makes
sense.
And then, Dr. Helfand, what about diet? How does that play into it? Are there any certain foods that you should avoid or eat more of that would help your prostate?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those that's also a little controversial because what's good today in our diet sometimes is not good tomorrow. But I always tell people, and there's certainly accumulating evidence that would suggest that a heart-healthy diet that's low in carbohydrates generally promotes prostate health. So if we are eating a heart-healthy diet that's high in fruits and vegetables and fiber, low in simple carbohydrates, all that stuff that tastes good, cookies and all the stuff we all love, generally is somewhat protective for prostate cancer. So that's what we tell people today.
Boy, the carbohydrate has really turned into the devil, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah. All the good stuff, the pastas, the breads, although complex carbohydrates and fruits and vegetables are okay for you, correct?
They appear to be a lot better. They appear to be a lot better.
It's a crapshoot. I mean, really.
Wendy. Come on. The doctor on the line. What are you talking about?
I mean, and it's a sensitive area you just referred to. So, yeah.
There's about 20 things you said, Dr. Helfand, that I was giggling at and didn't want to do it on the air. We're like little babies here. But the bottom line is we need to talk about it. And September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So we're talking about it. Get it checked. And best of luck to everyone. Thank you so much for your help on this.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Doctor. Really appreciate it. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.